So that introduction was perfect because I'm not a clinician, and that provided the perfect background for moving on to more surveillance with Clostridium difficile. So I'll introduce myself. I'm Kelsey O'Young. I'm a CDC CSDE, which is the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, Applied Epi Fellow. So I've been at LA County since last July, and it's a two-year fellowship. So I'm presenting today on hospital-associated C. diff infections, and this is from our first year, so our baseline, using the National Healthcare Safety Network data, and this is in Los Angeles County specifically. It started in April 2010 and it's through March 2011, and I have nothing to disclose. I guess I'll run through this quickly. Clostridium difficile is an anaerobic spore-forming bacterium, and it lives naturally in the gut and the intestine of about 3 to 5% of healthy adults. And again, with disruption of the natural gut flora through use of antimicrobials or illness, C. diff is able to, what we call, infect the host. Again, it produces toxins, which is present as watery diarrhea, fever, abdominal pain, cramping, and dehydration. Clostridium difficile is the most common cause of infectious diarrhea. And in hospitals, C. diff infection, or what I'll refer to as CDI for the rest of the presentation, the rates are estimated at 7.4 cases per 10,000 patient days. CDI is associated with poor outcomes on both the individual and facility levels, including increased costs and length of stay and increased mortality. The estimated cost of CDIs in California is $384 million per year. So in 2008, in accordance with California Senate Bill 739, California mandated the reporting of CDIs to NHSN, which is the National Healthcare Safety Network, beginning on April 1, 2010. NHSN is a web-based free surveillance system maintained by CDC and is used for the reporting of a number of healthcare-associated infections and events. I think 28 other states are mandated by law to report to NHSN. Los Angeles County is home to 100 NHSN-eligible hospitals, which is about a quarter of the number of hospitals in California. And through coordination with these hospitals, we at Los Angeles County, at the local level, were able to gain access for the data to those 100 hospitals. It took a lot of coordination with these hospitals to get them to confer rights to us, so we're really pleased to be able to analyze the data from all the hospitals. So my analysis today that I'll talk about has a number of objectives. The first is to determine the relationship between C. diff infection rates and hospital characteristics in LA County by the presence of a residency program in the hospital, an emergency department, a trauma center, and the status as a long-term acute care facility. Long-term acute care hospitals, or LTACs, are defined as licensed acute care hospitals with patient populations that usually require on average a stay of 25 days or more and are generally more medically complex. Additionally, we wish to determine the difference in CDI rates by laboratory C. diff testing methods, and you'll see there are quite a few different methods employed. So for the analysis, we use the first full year of NHSN data following the mandate, from April 1st, 2010 to March 31st, 2011. And although it was mandated, some of the data wasn't totally clean, and through validation efforts with CDPH, the California Department of Public Health, we were able to improve the accuracy of the data. We excluded hospitals reporting less than 10 months of CDI data, and to determine the C. diff lab testing methods, we took data from the NHSN user survey, which is self-reported by hospitals. Hospital characteristics, such as the presence of an ED or status as an LTAC, were self-reported through a Los Angeles County Department of Public Health survey. And to compare rates, we used the Wilcoxon rank sums test in SAS. In NHSN, it's important to note that CDI positive specimens collected within 14 days, so 2 weeks, of a prior positive are not considered a laboratory identified event and are excluded from reporting, and thus duplicate CDI specimens are eliminated. CDIs can be categorized into two main categories, hospital-associated and community-onset infections. Hospital-associated, or HACDIs, include both hospital-onset cases, HO, defined as events occurring greater than 3 days after admission to the facility, plus community-onset healthcare facility-associated cases, or events, and they're defined as events occurring greater than 3 days after admission to the facility, but in patients who were discharged from the facility 4 weeks or less prior to the date of the specimen collection. Then there are community onset, COCDIs, defined as events occurring as an outpatient or an inpatient 3 days or less after admission to the facility. So the HO are generally attributed to what we call nosocomial infections, and CO provides a measure of the community CDI rate. So considering those definitions, we then categorized our LA County infections. Complete data, so this includes both CDI and the hospital characteristics, that was available for 90 of the 100 hospitals. 8,348 total CDI infections were reported to NHSN between April 2010 and March 2011 from these 90 hospitals. Of those, 2,883 were community onset, and 5,465 were considered hospital-associated CDIs. Within the HACDIs, 4,248 were hospital onset, and 1,217 were community onset healthcare facility-associated CDIs. Mouthful. So all rates here and moving forward are presented in number of events per 10,000 patient days. Represented in this figure are the median CDI rates by diagnosis for LA County, the state of California, which includes LA County, and then the national rate. LA County has a hospital-associated CDI rate of 11.5 events per 10,000 patient days, which is higher than the state rate of 9.7. LA County has a hospital onset rate of 9 events per 10,000 patient days, which is quite a bit higher than both the state rate of 7.3 and the national rate of 7.4. LA County has a community onset healthcare facility associated rate of 2.6 and a community onset rate of 6.1 events per 10,000 patient days. Following analyses focus on differences in the HACDI rates by hospital characteristics. Six LTACs have complete CDI data out of the 10 in the county. And the median CDI rates for LTACs was 26.4 events per 10,000 patient days, way significantly higher than that of non-LTACs, which was 9.8. Due to that nearly threefold difference in CDI rates between LTACs and non-LTACs, the following analyses only include data from the general acute care facility, so this is non-LTACs. The 19 LA County hospitals with residency programs had a rate of 12.7 events per 10,000 patient days, which again was significantly higher than hospitals without residency program. Those had a rate of 8.6. Again, excluding LTACs, HACDI rates in hospitals that have an emergency department are significantly higher than in hospitals that don't have an ED, 10 events per 10,000 patient days compared to 6 respectively. And the median HA rate for hospitals with a trauma center is 11. The rate for hospitals without a trauma center is 9.2 per 10,000 patient days. So then we compared the median HA CDI rates by CDIF testing method. These testing categories, it's important to remember, they're not mutually exclusive. So the rate for hospitals using nucleic acid amplification, or PCR, is 10.7 events per 10,000 patient days. The rate for enzyme immunoassay, or EIA, was 7.8. For cytotoxin, 8.0. For culture, 7.7. For stool antigen, 9.8. And for other, it was 15.7. And the other, again, this was self-reported, so the other category is kind of a hodgepodge, but included EIA plus PCR, which we expect to have higher rates, and immunocardiotoxins and a few other methods. So to conclude, Los Angeles County has a slightly higher HA-CDI rate than the state and national rates. Higher CDI rates exist for LTACs and for hospitals with trauma centers, residency programs, and emergency departments. CDI rates between LTACs and non-LTACs vary greatly for a number of reasons, including longer average lengths of stay in long-term acute care facilities. In California, the average length of stay for patients in LTACs was over 6 times longer than non-LTACs, contributing to the higher CDI rate. Further, the patient populations are quite different for LTACs and non-LTACs. We discussed this, that LTAC patients are generally more complex with a higher number and higher levels of severity and comorbidities. LTAC patients are on average older in age, which is a risk factor for C. diff infection. In regards to hospitals with trauma centers, residency programs, and emergency departments, we may assume that the patient populations are more complex in those hospitals. However, we need further investigation to figure out exactly the reasons behind those higher rates. Significant differences in CDI rates among testing methods has been recorded elsewhere, but in LA County, our rate differences between PCR and other methods were low. In some cases, the CDI rate doubled after implementation of PCR from immunoassay methods, but we didn't find that in this case, which is curious. So to prevent CDIs within the hospital, we have a number of recommendations. For effective surveillance, NHSN definitions should be properly applied, and you can understand how they can be a bit complex and difficult to apply. And also, they are at the discretion of the infection preventionist within the hospital to apply. CDI patients should be placed under appropriate contact precautions. We discussed how difficult it is to eradicate from the environment, so that's quite the task. Antimicrobial stewardship programs should be in place due to antibiotic use, rampant use being a contributing problem to CDI. And this includes the production and adherence to an annual antibiogram. And then complete environmental cleaning and disinfection is really imperative. On the health department side, we should really consider a regional integrated approach to C. diff infections, coordinating events, efforts, with a number of different types of facilities. And then finally, access to NHSN data is incredibly helpful for local health departments. And luckily, in LA County, we were able to get all the hospitals on board, but this isn't the case with all local health departments. And it's really helpful in understanding the local trends, and we understand that C. diff is a regional problem. And rights, having conferred rights to this data strengthens HAI surveillance. So I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues in LA County, Patricia Ramon, Dr. Terashita, and Dr. Mascola. So thank you so much. Any quick questions now? Yeah. We included both. I didn't separate by pediatric and non-pediatric. This was really on the aggregate level, so we took the entire in-house rate. Also, in LA County, it's important to note that the pediatric hospitals also have generally more complex patients. That's actually true for all hospitals because it's such a large urban area compared to the rest of the state, and that might explain why there are higher rates in LA County versus the entire state. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is obviously a preliminary analysis, and we're hoping to provide this in terms, like back to the hospitals, maybe in a webinar. But also the state, so California Department of Public Health, provided a report, not this past year, but the year before, based on the same year, so by facility, and provided a stratified infection ratio. So there are comparisons that are provided. And it's important to note that stratification is really imperative in understanding your rate. And again, because the patient populations are so much different, and based on the number of units and how large those units are, it can really change the rates. So we are hoping to disseminate the information. Mm-hmm. Right.
They have a very bad day.
Yes.
So I think kind of going forward in this, you don't see that kind of twofold
huge
increase.
Yeah.
We're talking about a 50% increase is not.
Right. Yeah, that is really important to know. And it's a cry we hear from hospitals all the time that, well, our rates are higher because of our testing methods. And so, yeah, you're right. I should have sold that a little better, but that's good to know. Thank you.